Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Drama, drama, drama. That's all I have to say for the OC today. Welcome back, you guys. We are back with The Real Housewives of Orange County. Stay tuned. Do not go anywhere.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, my lady?
Hey,
how are we doing tonight?
Good.
Full panel, baby.
Yeah, we have the full gang back tonight. Regina, you're back. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and introduce my panel. This is Shanti. She is a red carpet host.
What's up, you guys?
We have Carla. She's straight from the OC, so she's a hardcore OC fan.
Hi, everyone.
And we have Regina, who's also a red carpet host and a health enthusiast.
And actor.
Oh, and actor.
We'll have to talk about that because I'm going to be on a couple of shows next season.
Ooh. Perfect.
That's awesome.
Amazing. Yeah. Congrats.
Thank you.
Okay. So first off, let's just get into it. Overall thoughts about tonight?
I'm confused. I feel like there's so many different sides of the story being told that I'm like, I don't even know who to believe anymore. I get confused in the details of it all. It's a lot.
I was starting to get confused too. I had to like ask you. I was like, wait, what?
Well, you know what? I thought it was refreshing that Tamara is finally getting what she deserves. She has been stirring the pot all season, and so now it's coming back.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree completely with you. It was nice to see that everything's kind of coming to a head. The rest of the episode, like the focus on family, wasn't that entertaining for me, especially coming down from last week's episode that was like on fire, and I thought it was the best of the whole season. This was like kind of dropping low for me, so meh.
I really liked it. I felt like it had drama. It had, like, tears. You know what I mean? There was just a lot going into this story. It was pretty much the Tamara show.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
It was.
Yeah. So don't go anywhere, you guys. We do have the live chat up. Make sure that you guys comment and talk with us. We love having you guys here with us. We also have some news and gossips and our special segment. So we have, we have a lot for you guys tonight. First off, I just want to talk about, it opens up with Kelly, Emily, and Brian. Kelly is finally introducing Emily to Brian, and they talked about how pretty much Emily told Kelly that Shannon had brought up the whole situation, and they actually all called Tamara the puppet master, which
I called you guys agree? That a while ago, because I said she's just really stirring a pot all the time, a big troublemaker.
Absolutely.
And so now she's crying wolf. For what?
Seriously.
You know?
Yeah. So in the chat, Charlotte Terachal says, Tamara calling Shannon a puppet master was rich. Girl, Tamara looked so mean tonight when she was talking to Shannon. Mm. Sad. She did.
We'll definitely
so Gary. Bad.
That's coming up a little later, so make sure you guys stay tuned. We're going to dive deep into that. But, I mean, it's all gaslighting and deflecting.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
100% manipulation, like to the fullest. What do you think, Shanti?
Yeah, no, totally. And I think it's so funny how they all like went away from that dinner last week where they're all together talking about Tamara, and they all kind of like went off and told Tamara different things. You know what I mean? Like they all kind of told her different versions of what happened at the dinner. Didn't you guys kind of feel that way? Like everyone went back to Tamara and said something.
I feel like these women, I'm not going to lie, by what you just said, I feel like they're a bit intimidated by
her. Oh my God, okay, that's what I was going to ask.
Like because you know, her and Vicky were like the head honchos of the OC, so it's like, it's almost like, how do you explain it? It's like they're intimidated.
I feel like she's like Lisa Vanderpump. Like if you're going to come back, her, you need to come with all your facts. Straight and like coming hot, or it's just gonna not go your way, and then you're gonna be the one that's in trouble now, and then no one likes you, and then you're out.
Yeah,
but here's the thing, I thought they were all on the same page last week, and as a viewer, I was like excited to see it because I was, you know, finally ready for Tamara to answer for what she's been doing. And then this week, I felt like we like took a step back
because
they were all kind of like split up. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I totally agree. Yeah. I'm really, really happy about this episode. You guys, we're going to get into it. But first off, we do have a message for you viewers. So, Shanti?
Yes. Thank you very much. We just want to stop and say thank you so much for making AfterBuzz the ESPN of TV talk. We would not be able to do this and sit here and talk about Housewives of Orange County without you. So we need your support. Please like, subscribe, rate, comment. I love going through all the comments and seeing what you guys say, even though they can be harsh. But we do appreciate you watching. Make sure to shout out in the live chat and we will give you a shout out here. So thank you again.
They can be harsh.
Better comments,
guys. Thank you again for supporting us. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Okay. So moving on, we really got to see Tamara, you know, stepping back and really being vulnerable with Ryan in the therapy session. I thought this was a really touching part of the episode. I mean, it's real life stuff. We forget, we get caught up in the drama, but no, these are these people's lives and we all have feelings. And Ryan, I have been telling you guys since, you know, the beginning of this season, I felt like he's in a really bad place. He's really skinny. Did you guys notice how much weight he's lost?
No. He looks the same.
He looks the same. I feel like he's always been that small.
Yeah.
You know, my thing is like what Eddie said. Get over it. You're a grown man now.
That's what you said last week.
Move on.
I agree.
Come on.
You can't live in the past and you can't just be bitter about it. It's like, move forward and see what you can do to make your life better now. You know what I mean? Like, you can't live in the past. Like, we cannot change that.
Okay, so learn by your mistakes. If you feel like you were cheated during your childhood with your upbringing, then do everything that you can to make sure your child doesn't have the same upbringing. But now his mother is well-to-do, well-off. And she's helping him in every way she can, starting by taking him into therapy. So I think at some point, you just got to let go of the past, drop the little boy.
I 100% agree with that. I just think, like, at some point you need to stop blaming everyone. I think what he's going through is very normal.
Right.
I feel like every 5 years, everyone has, like, a little crisis where you're just like, what am I doing? What is this? It's like, get over it. Your mom's paying for your therapy. Like, some people don't even have access to that because it's so expensive.
It is.
And, like, a lot of insurance, like, a lot of places don't take insurance. It's so many things. I feel like he's so privileged. Like, there's people out there with real problems. Not that his aren't real, but it's, like, stuff you can move forward. Don't stay stuck. Right. Like, you... Get over it. I'm with Eddie.
Not homeless, living on the streets. And
I feel, okay, well, there's two big parts that I feel about this whole thing. One is the depression aspect, which, like, none of us can comment on because we don't know how it feels to have those feelings where you can't help how you feel, right? So in that aspect, like, or in all aspects, I think it's great that he's getting help. But if it's for his depression, that's one thing. The whole other thing is saying that you are unhappy because of your childhood. And you would think that someone that was raised by a single mother, especially a son, you'd have a lot of respect for your mother and actually be very, very close to her because of what she did and what it sounds like she went through, you know, to raise him. And I'm still missing this whole key of what he didn't get in his childhood. Like, he didn't have all of the opportunities that his brother and sister have. Okay. But, like, they keep flashing back to the rules where he had a curfew. Because he was living at his house for, you know, the stepdad and Tamara's house rent-free. Like, I'm missing the big childhood issue that he had, other than maybe, like, not having a stable father figure.
I think that's what it is because, you know, Tamara, you know, she's like, I had him at 17. She was alone with, it only lasted a year with the biological, you know what I mean, Ryan's dad. And then she said that Ryan and her were just alone for 13 years. He should have respect for his mom, just like you said. It's like she was carrying him. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then she got Simon, and then her life got better, and they had, you know, very privileged.
Stable,
and then he was a jerk to Simon. You know, which I get it, and especially at that age, you're very like ignorant. You're very like you have a big attitude.
Right.
You think you're right. So I totally get that, but it seems like he's still in the same headspace. Like he hasn't progressed.
Yeah, but I mean, what Eddie said, like when he said it, I was like shocked. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
How he said, like, you know, don't bring your childhood issues to the man. But I agree. Like, again, if you're depressed, that's one thing, and I'm not mixing those two because I think those are two very different things. But if you're still complaining about how you don't have the same opportunities as your younger siblings, like, get over it.
Because he has opportunities.
Exactly.
if anything, he has more opportunities than all of
than
us.
Those so, you're like, yeah. so Tamara Judge's son, you have nothing yeah. but opportunities.
I mean,
right now.
If he wants to go to college or whatever, I'm sure his mother will give him the money to go to college. He has so many things that yeah. he can do. So he needs to stop living in the past. Salt, right. You know, salt.
Can I say something to agree with you? I think that his childhood, the way that all that was, helped him love his daughter harder. Mm. And his daughter's going to benefit from mm-hmm. it. So it's like, he should just sit back and be like, wow, what happened to me really helped me be a good dad.
Yeah.
There's the good out of it. Let's move on.
Right.
Mm. Like, you have to find the good in things. Things happen for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
They do.
And it's like, what if his life was a different way and then he ended up having a kid
right.
and then maybe he left the girl? Who knows?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who
yeah.
knows what would have happened?
And he doesn't need to isolate his daughter.
No.
He needs to give his daughter a very loving family dynamic with the whole family.
Because,
you know,
again,
the grandmother,
he felt he didn't have that.
Grandfather, so. And everything.
Right.
Make it wholesome.
Give
mm-hmm.
Me Shelter in the live chat says, some kids take their issues out on the parent who is around because they can't take it on the parent who
right.
isn't around.
Right.
Which I guess makes sense, but it's kind of counterproductive.
Yeah, but I think that you're just so confused and you have so much
yeah.
resentment and anger, you don't know where to place it.
That's
so
right.
it's just like, who's ever there, you're just like releasing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also the main concern of Tamara's was that he's going to shelter the daughter and keep her.
Which concern?
She said, I'm concerned that he's, like, keeping her from everything because he's so worried about her getting hurt so
mm-hmm.
he doesn't get hurt the way that he did, that it's, like, almost sheltering her from the world.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I just kind of feel like you also need thick skin. Like, it's okay to go through things. Like, that's why you're there as a parent, to kind of walk and guide your child through life, not, like, sheltering them and then
totally.
Once one thing goes wrong, their whole world collapses. Like, no, you need to be resilient in life. Like, that literally is the key to life.
But
be resilient.
You gotta get back up.
You know, it takes a village. You've heard that, right? It takes a village. It's an old
term.
It takes a village to raise a child. Meaning, not by yourself, but you need your extended family and other people around to love that child too.
Mm-hmm.
And help that child to grow and nurture. And so if he really wants her to have more of a normal life than he did, then he needs to open up and let her come around his mom and all of his family members so it can be a loving type of extended family experience.
Right.
And you know what? Like, looking at Tamara's situation, they have that loving support. She has her mom.
Mm-hmm.
She has her brother. She has Eddie, maybe his family, the siblings.
We
like, they have a
family.
Huge support system right there that many people do not have when
right.
they have their kids or
mm-hmm.
their own family. So that's something to be, like, thankful for, and not saying that he's not thankful for. But another thing I thought about is, like, how we were talking about opportunities earlier. And, like, yeah, your Tamara Judge, he probably has a ton of opportunities.
Absolutely.
Just from the show that he's been on for the past, I don't know, 10 years. But it's what you do with it. Like, there's no, you know, you can get opportunities, but it's up to you to work hard and, you know, it's not, things don't just come to you. It's how you deal with it and what you, and how you react to them. So, am I making any sense?
It kind of sounds like he expects life to just kind of
exactly.
happen for him. Like, wouldn't that be freaking nice?
Like, I'm supposed to have a dad and a mom, and then I'm supposed to go to college. You're supposed to pay for my
college.
That's it's
so
like,
entitled.
It's like what society tells you. It's like, we all know that's not how life
yeah.
works.
At all. It's not.
Well,
I'm sure none of us have that simple.
Yeah.
No, honey.
His
not
mom
at all.
Made the comment to the therapist that he fights life.
Yes.
And so,
yeah,
you can throw anything at him at this point, money, you name it.
He's going to find
it. And he's going to find a negative way to react to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a real big pity party. And so, you're a grown man. It's time to man up, raise your daughter, let go of the past, forgive your mom. She's still there for you.
Yeah, what is he going to do?
Count your
blessings. Is he going to friggin'... punish her for the rest of his life?
Count your blessings.
So Erica G says, didn't Tamara offer him a job at Cut Fitness? Yeah. Which is back to the point, like, you know, you have her as a mom. And then Gina Dean says, Tamara did not equip her son to live his life. And I agree. I think she's felt so bad for his like early life and not having a dad and all that she's sheltered him way too much. Like, life is not easy for anybody. Get over it.
Yeah.
My mom would die if she saw any of this.
He's on easy street.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling sorry for him.
It's
people out here, like you said, that have broken families, people who are in orphanages, living on the street, people who are in this country trying to get citizenship and trying to find a place to belong. So it's a whole lot of negative dynamics about, you know, being in his situation.
There's no more, like, not, life is hard.
Yeah.
That's it.
There's no more.
Life is not hard.
Yeah. It just is what it is. you have to roll with the punches or you're going to get left behind. You're just going to be stuck there crying in therapy for the rest of your life, which is, you know, there's nothing wrong with therapy, but, you know, it is what it is. Moving on, I wanted to get into the Tamara and Shannon situation.
Oh my God.
So this was pretty intense. Right away, Tamara had a horrible attitude.
I would have been like, bye.
The first second that she was like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What'd they say? I'm out. Like, I don't need to sit here and beg you to listen to me and be told that everything I do is wrong. Like, no. Like, one thing about Shannon does, like, hold her ground, but you can tell it takes her a while to, like, say what she wants to say. Like, she'll sit back and she'll be like, okay. And then finally, when she finally gets worked up and says, it's not, like, a right-off-the-bat thing. She's not, like, a defensive person right off the bat. And I think that has a lot to do with, like, her past with the relationship.
With David.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's where it comes from. But she's coming into her own. And she did hold her own. And I think that she handled it well. I wouldn't have handled it that well.
Me neither.
I would not have been able to.
You call me a puppet master. Game over. I don't need to talk to you. What's wrong with you? No, she was way too nice about it. I would not have been that nice.
It was absolutely ridiculous.
Tamara was just so rude. Like, my blood was boiling. Like, I was angry watching it. Especially, they're supposed to be good friends, and Tamara's the one that this whole shitstorm is starting because of Tamara, because of her, and then she's gonna flip it.
Well, you know what? I just have so much going on.
I hate people that flip stuff, and it was their fault to begin with, and they flip it on you and make it seem like you're the one, which is what she does this whole time.
It's literally that. It's what that person is and doing that they call other people.
It's just confusing. Like, are they really friends then? Because Tamara claims, like, oh, Shannon's like my sister. Shannon says the same thing about Tamara. But then I feel like they think awful things about each other.
And they say awful things about each other.
Is that really your friend? I couldn't speak about my friend like that. That's weird.
Yeah. When she says she feels like a sister to me, I'm like, well, you're not showing it in this episode. I don't see it for sure.
Shannon, I feel like, is a better friend to Tamara. Absolutely. Like, even in the dinner last week, she stuck up for her and she's like, I don't want to bash Tamara right now. But then on the other side, Tamara does not treat Shannon like that. You know, in the dinner with her and Kelly, and Shannon got up, she was like, Shannon's the one that started all this. Like, Shannon's not the same friend as Shannon is to her.
It's just really weird. I think the only thing that they have in common is, like, their bad relationship about both being, like, pretty much, like, the men were in control and they felt... That's the only thing I think they have in common. Shannon had a bad relationship with David. Tamara had a bad relationship with Simon. I think that's where they can kind of connect.
But I think they get along and they have a good time together.
I think that too, but the core of it, like, you don't, if that's your best friend, like, you don't talk about, you stick up for them, you say things, and Tamara was like, oh, well, did you stick up for me? Why would Shannon sit there and stick up for Tamara when Tamara's saying all these horrible things about her?
Right.
Why would Shannon be like, okay, well, let me talk to Tamara? Like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
The things that she was being told that were said about her, her being fat, everything, like, those are low blows, and those are things that you confide in your friends about, and Tamara obviously cannot hold any sort of information whatsoever. she likes to just deliver.
Did you like how Tamara was like, I went on a trip and you should have called me and told me what was going on? And Shannon was like, well, no, because then Eddie would have been like, why is Shannon calling and starting this drama? Which is exactly what has happened in past seasons, right? Like, Eddie's complained about Shannon calling and putting all of her problems on Tamara. And Tamara just totally flipped around and was like, no, you should have called. Like,
it's like a lose-lose situation.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, Tamara can never, like, it's just Tamara's way or the highway.
It's a lose-lose situation.
And then she would have been upset the whole trip.
Exactly.
And then it's like, I couldn't imagine for Eddie
being friends. I wrote down that I would like to be friends with, it was the lunch with Emily, Bronwyn, and Kelly.
And Kelly, yes.
I literally was like, I want to be friends with them. Like,
I
really
need that shrimp cocktail.
Like, there's like, they can, like, bicker and, like, you know, joke with each
other. She's like, there's only three. I was bothered by that. I was like, three shrimp in your cocktail? I need a little more than
and
that.
And it was probably so expensive because it was in Laguna.
Sorry. That will not feed me.
But honestly, I really thought that their, like, whole little lunch was so fun. Like, just seeing, like, Tamara and then them and then going over to them, it's like, they just look like they had so much fun. And they can, like, you know, tease each other and they still laugh about it and I don't know. I really liked all of them together. I thought it was super fun.
Gina Dean says Tamara has a real nasty streak in her. Charlotte Cha says that's why Tamara's arms are so fit from backstabbing and stirring the pot.
Oh, dang.
That is a read for you.
That's my shadiest moment of the night, but it's accurate. So I agree, okay?
That is hilarious. So yeah, it was very odd. She looked good doing it, though. I thought her look today was amazing.
She did look really good.
With her pants and clear heels.
Yeah.
I did see that.
She went for, like, the baddie vibe.
Yeah.
And if I would wear, but it was
I can't do the sweatpants with heels look, but I commend people that can do it.
It's cute sometimes.
No, yeah, it is.
I don't know if I could either.
Yeah, it's hard.
Okay, and then just a couple other things that I just wanted to kind of go over about Tamara and Shannon. Right, sorry, that was the wrong one. The whole Puppet Master thing, I honestly can't get over how she keeps calling everybody knows that Tamara's a puppet master, but Tamara's literally continuing to say that that's everybody else. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get into Gina and her parents.
Yes.
I really thought that was kind of odd. My opinion is I don't think it's a good idea for Matt and Gina to get back together. Gina is coming into her own, and Matt is going to pull her back in, mm-hmm. reel her back in, tell her everything that she wants to hear. The second they're back together, I guarantee you he's going to do the same exact thing. But the thing that I was confused about, she was saying that she wants to see where it goes, but she still wants to get divorced.
Yeah, very confusing. I just think she wants to erase that part of her life, and for some reason divorce would do that. But then, are you married? Are you not? Are you just dating? Do you need to get re-engaged? I'm confused.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was, like, disturbing, some of the behavior she was saying that Matt has.
Yeah. So toxic.
Like,
weird.
He won't. Yeah. He's going to be real upset when
jealous.
He's not going to get back together with her. And when she gets with someone else, he's not, like, he's going to put up a fight and
not
have
gonna
the
let
kids.
Her leave gracefully.
Yeah. What like, is that. She said it very nonchalant, but that is very
toxic.
Like, worrisome.
Yeah, and but it sounds like she's, like, so accustomed to it. It's almost
she
like.
Is.
No, she
you
is.
You know what I'm saying? It's almost
it's
like.
Because it's because she's been in it for so long.
It's a weird kind of reaction, whereas it's embedded in her. And in a way, I think. She looks at it as sort of a compliment, like that he really wants her.
Agree with
so
you.
Much.
No, it's because she's so wrapped up in the manipulation.
But I agree with you. That's exactly what she thinks. Mm-hmm. She's that's like, crazy. Oh, well, my husband still wants me, so like he is jealous of me, like wanting to be someone else, and it's kind of nice. And I totally get that. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you were in that too, you would feel the same way.
It's sort of like her empowerment. Yeah. Over him.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Like, oh, I can, you know, I've got the upper hand. I'm still going to go through everything. I'm going to have sex with you and everything, but I want a divorce.
So weird.
That's the other side.
It's just
going to
keep messing with her mind, and it's got a horrible cycle.
It's hard to let go of the past.
Right.
I think the scariest side of it is knowing that he has this whole abusive thing coming.
Yeah.
That, really like, he dragged her across the floor and, like, beat her up. Like, knowing that and then hearing these comments about him is just...
It makes sense.
It's like she's, like, a damaged little girl.
I just
that's
think
the vibe I get from her. No, like, I'm not even trying to be mean. Like, honestly, it's like she's...
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I just feel like she's...
In the live chat, someone says, Gina Dean says, yes, her self-esteem must be so low if she thinks that's what love is. And that's kind of what I was thinking. Like, yeah. It's very weird to me to think that any of the behavior she describes is normal. That is, like, the furthest thing from love. Like, I feel like egos don't exist in love.
I feel like it's really hard to see when you're in it, though.
You know what I mean?
It's gonna take her. It's going
to
take her a long time.
She's
to
only
be...
32. They've been together her whole life.
Is he, like, pretty much her first love, right?
I think so.
Maybe they've
one of
been together for so long.
She doesn't really know anything else.
Yeah. Exactly. It's not like she's this big career woman that can step out into her career and pour herself into her career.
Housewives will give that to you, though. You
know, absolutely.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the independence thing, she depended on him for so much. Mm-hmm. And so... a part of her emotionally is still dependent on him.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, she never would have let him back into the bedroom.
Seriously, yeah.
And that's where he manipulated her further. She set herself back.
She did.
So mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting now to see how she recovers from that and comes out of it. Because if she thinks he's going to somehow...
change.
Be a new man... I got news for you.
Her parents said that.
That is not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once a cheater, always a cheater. Once a beater, always a beater. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it like that.
I agree.
All right.
I agree with you. Yes.
I agree 1,000,000%.
So,
I mean, we know that she has a boyfriend right now.
Dr.
In present life. But actually, like, she was seen out with her boyfriend like a couple weeks ago. So that's good. That's good for me.
I know.
She has moved on. You know, she's with someone else.
What's the sense in having a boyfriend if you keep letting your husband sneak in after 1 o'clock in the morning?
With the door, the door was unlocked accidentally.
I think this was a long time ago.
Yeah. What does the live chat have to say about this?
Well, kind of off topic, but Erica G says Gina needs a makeover so bad. Literally what I think every single week, and I feel bad even saying it.
I think Gina, she has a makeover now. I just saw a recent picture of her.
Oh.
And I didn't even know.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I didn't know it was her.
That's some news and gossip.
Alert! You know, because they're doing a prep for the reunion show.
Oh, yeah.
And she looked like she lost a lot of weight. She looks different.
So in the live chat, we also have Gina Dean. She says, I'm guessing what we were talking about just a second ago, that her behavior is referred to as Stockholm Syndrome. Don't know much about it.
Oh, yes. I can tell you what that is. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, and then this is a shout out to Justin Joyle. I've been listening to this podcast every week this season, but this is the first time watching live. Love y'all.
Thank you.
We love you too. Justin. Okay,
Stockholm Syndrome. Stockholm Syndrome is when you love the person that's abusing you. You actually feel like you brought that on yourself. Mm. And you really... you love that person.
It's kind of like when someone gets kidnapped.
They treat you bad, but you... Yeah, it's right. You love your abuser.
It's all psychological.
Yeah.
All of it is psychological, man.
It is.
Like...
I have a question. What did you guys think about Tamara and Gina's lunch? I felt like...
Tamara and Gina? Yes.
Oh!
Like, I felt like Gina could have stuck up for Shannon more.
Oh, yeah.
She seems kind of neutral, so she didn't, like, trash her or anything, but she didn't help the situation or anything. She was just kind of agreeing with Tamara.
Gina's not good on her own.
I agree. Where does she really stand ever? I feel like she's kind of wishy-washy, and she kind of just wants to get along with everyone. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't work in the end, because it'll all bite you in the butt.
She's got to, like, find her own self-worth and power. You know? Her confidence. And once she becomes more confident,
she'll be great
in herself. Then she'll be able to. You'll see a different transformation with her.
This must be very hard on Gina to be the new girl and be going through all this.
I mean, but look at Emily though; she's doing just fine.
I mean, she's going through stuff too, but she's doing okay with the girls. Yeah, she hasn't really had like any big blow-ups. Speaking of Emily, I absolutely loved the advice that she was giving Kelly, a little bit off topic, she was giving Kelly at the lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Gina, Emily is a great person. Like, the way that she was just speaking to her and telling her, like, you know, because just so we can get into it, Kelly was talking about how she has a bad, like, not a good relationship with her mother. And Emily didn't have that either. And Emily was just kind of telling her, like, you kind of need to take the initiative and just reach out, because if something happens, you're going to feel horrible, this, that, whatever. Kelly started crying. I could relate on that. It was hard to watch, you know, but it's like when you feel a certain way and you've tried for so long, you just feel like at a certain point, like, it's not going to go anywhere.
Well, never always try to have hope, I say.
Yeah, but then I feel like you're going to get disappointed. I've had I feel like, just speaking for myself, like, I've had hope a lot of the times, and it just continues to get disappointed. So it's like at a certain point, you just build that wall.
But
like,
you
just
know what? If something happens and you know you did everything that you could to mend fences,
that's what
then
it is.
You don't live with that guilt.
Right.
If something happens and that person
So it all comes
away.
Down to being selfish. I'm just kidding. Yeah. It's a joke.
No, you don't live with that guilt. So don't ever feel bad about trying to do the right thing.
I agree with that.
And also,
well said, Virginia.
It's weird because we've seen Kelly and her mom so close to each other. Like, this this distance kind of came out of nowhere. I just maybe think that they didn't really highlight a lot in the past. I don't remember that.
I don't either.
Knowing that it was this bad. But also, imagine fighting with Kelly. Like, we've seen, seen how she fights, how she gets dirty. Okay, so... Well, you know, she's not perfect either. And yes, and then think about where she came from. But I agree with you 100%. If you've done everything you can, it sounds like there's still a lot of room for the relationship to get better. They're at therapy together. Then I think there's room. I think that they can grow from this.
Because you know what? Don't let that person control you. Because if they control you and bring you so low that you're hating them, that's not good for you. You're letting them win. And that's not good for you. So at the end of the day, you got to set yourself free.
I like that. You're
preaching to the choir. Regina is like,
okay, that's my show.
With the wisdom and the all the advice, I love it. Like Jolie, it's like Kelly's daughter was giving me.
I have to say that my three lovely co-hosts here, you all have your heads on straight.
You know what I'm saying?
So you are some bad women. You know what I'm saying? You got like it going on. So keep it that way. Yeah. You know, keep it that way.
Thank you, Regina. You keep going too.
Yeah, I am. You inspired me.
Aww.
I had something to bring up about this episode. Did anyone else think that it was so weird that this whole college counselor? I'm like, don't you just kind of apply for colleges and then submit your application and then that's
it's like
how it
an
happens?
Extra thing that she was talking about, like in Newport, you can hire.
This is for rich.
That
people.
Is so extra, though. I'm like, right? No one I knew did that, and we ended up perfectly fine. Like, I'm confused.
I think it's just people have so much money. They don't even know what to do.
Well,
do you know what I mean? Or actually, I think it's to keep up with the other people. Like, it's all a competition. Oh, well, she has a tutor for her daughter. Oh, well, I'm gonna. You know what I mean? I really think it's like that.
It's just that's it's how the equivalent of going to your. There. It's the equivalent of going to your school counselor and saying, "Help me get into college. What should I be doing?" It's the same thing. It's just
exactly
for someone outside,
well,
like a tutor.
You know, it's a big scandal out about that right now.
Yes.
Shannon's above the law.
Felicity Huffman. She just got out of jail. And then Lori Loughlin.
Yeah.
So she's heading to court. And so a lot of people learn the hard way. Don't try to buy your kid's way into college.
Wait, Shannon made that comment. Like, was she referring to the whole scandal?
Yeah,
she said
it wrong.
Okay, okay. Got it.
Talking about some juicy news. Regina, let's do it.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Oh, my God, I love it.
I just love how Amanda, you know, brings me into
the
news. Well, Vicky isn't taking any more trash from Kelly Dodd. Vicky recently filed a lawsuit against Kelly over three statements Kelly made on camera. And those statements were, you prey on older people, you're a con woman, and you are engaged in fraud. Vicky contacted the producers of the show and said that the negative comments, which are all untrue, could hurt her livelihood. And so she filed papers, and she is taking Kelly to court.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
Someone should sue her then.
Who would have known? Moving on, Shannon recently admitted that she regularly gives her three daughters random drug tests at home.
Oh, God.
I mean, yeah, it's her own kids.
And so she basically said the reason being is she wants to make sure that her kids stay drug-free. And so far, they have passed all of their tests with flying colors.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Emily Simpson feels her husband, Shay, is getting a bum rap on the show, and she's fed up with it. However, Gina and Bronwyn have a different opinion. Than
I'm ready to hear this.
Gina stated that when she first met Shane, he actually kicked her out of his house because he thought Gina was too loud. And Bronwyn said that when she first met Shane off camera, he asked her, "Are you really that dumb? Or are you just acting it?"
Damn.
So, oh my God, I don't trust.
So where's the bum rap coming from?
Well, yeah. So because that's my question. What do you think, ladies? Is Shane getting a bum rap?
I mean, we're only going off of what we see. Yeah. We don't know what's really happening. We go off what we hear off the news. So it's like, from what I've seen, mm-hmm. I don't like him. I'm sure we can all agree here.
In the comments, well, does anyone like him?
Does anybody like Shane? Yes.
Well, I'm telling you right now, if he had said to me, "Are you that stupid or are you just acting?"
I don't even know.
Hold me back.
No, for real. That's crazy.
And
was Emily there?
Did insulting. She based on the article that was online, they were on set and, you know, they had a break in filming.
Oh, yeah. It was off camera.
And wait, but this was the first time he met her.
Oh, Jesus.
And he asked her, "Are you that dumb or are you just acting?" I'm like, wow.
Him and Simon should be friends.
I would not.
I feel like not Simon. He's not as bad.
You
think Simon's worse?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
No, okay. I think Shane's worse.
I think so, too.
From what I've seen, I feel like Shane, I don't know.
Simon had, like, weird, like, you could just tell, like, there's, like, abusive. He was, like, you could tell he was verbally abusive. Even.
Yeah, he really had, like, an ego trip, for sure.
What do you think about Vicky, Sue, and Kelly?
Well, we talked about it last week, and she took the lawsuit back, actually.
Okay, so
from
in the
Bravo, she took it back from the producers, but she kept it against Kelly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, she just...
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So in the live chat, Gina Dean says, Vicky withdrew the lawsuit because Bravo said if she went through with it, they wouldn't be able to appear on the reunion show, apparently.
Yeah, they just filmed the reunion, not last night, but the night before. It was just filmed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they all look real good.
Yeah.
They all look really pretty.
I want to see it.
In the pictures that I saw, yeah.
And so
it's going to be a good reunion, I can't
Now, do you think Shannon is taking it too far?
You mean Vicky?
No, I'm moving on with the news. Just recapping. Shannon making her daughters take drug tests. I mean, her daughter's about to go off to college. She won't be taking any drug tests.
I mean, let her do what she has to, and then the girl's
I mean,
be
would
gone.
You want go to that extent with your child?
We did talk about this last week, but this day and age, I mean, there's so much stuff out there. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a parent. I mean, I would say, like, right now, yeah, but then I might be a mom and be like, okay, that's too much. You know, I don't know.
I don't agree with it.
I feel like it's a bit crazy.
It's invasive.
Just like...
But I understand her concern for her children.
It's kind of crazy, though. Just like the rapper T.I. going to the gynecologist.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's
I'm
not
like,
right.
What is that
like,
about?
Why do you care so much?
Really quickly, so our viewers and listeners aren't lost, and this is completely not Real Housewives of Orange County, but since we're on the subject, the rapper T.I. took his daughter to the gynecologist to see if her hymen was still intact.
Yeah, he wants
and it was,
to make sure.
And, wow. Okay, so moving
she's
on.
She's not having sex.
So T.I. Beat that one. So no, I don't think Shannon's that crazy. All right. So let's go ahead and jump into our special segment.
Yeah. Ooh.
Shadiest moments. Go ahead and start off, Gina.
Shadiest moments. Well, I thought it was... I don't know if it was shady or not, but I love when Eddie, you know, told Tamara that
she read him.
Ryan needs to grow up, be a man, get over it.
I loved it.
My favorite was at the beginning of the episode when Emily comes to Kelly's place and says, "We have a doctor, we have a lawyer, we have Kelly." I was like, oh my God, that's so awkward. Like, what are you saying right now?
I miss that.
I missed that too.
Really?
Yeah, I did miss that.
totally agree with Regina. Like, that was crazy what Eddie said, but agree. Don't bring your childhood issues, you know, into adulthood. And I thought it was pretty, like, strong of him to have that opinion and be married to Tamara. Like, oh, yeah, it's kind of took a lot to, like, say that about your wife's son.
I think the shadiest moment was Tamara calling Shannon a puppet master. I just think it was so, like, yeah. I just think it was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right. So, predictions, you guys.
Your After Buzz TV predictions.
We're going to Miami next week.
Finally, oh, we need another trip. I've been waiting for more trips with this crew.
Yeah. Miami.
My prediction is I just feel like Tamara's going to get caught up in some more lies and play victim again. I really feel like she's going to try to wiggle her way out of this one. I don't know how she's going to do it. We'll probably see all that, you know, come to a head at the reunion. But thank I think God. That next week, I know, right? I think that next week she's gonna continue to play victim. But, you know, who knows what the other ladies are going to say to her.
Mm-hmm. So much he said, like, she said, she said, that it looks like it next week. And I just hope that it comes to a head, that they can all, like, get together. Because right now, I think that the fact that they're not all in one room talking about it is really hindering the issues. So I want them to get together.
I think that Bronwyn and Tamara are going to, like, hook up in Miami.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I think so. Imagine girls' trip. Miami's, like, a super sexy city. It's going down.
Yeah.
It's going down.
Bronwyn says she's cheated, so.
Yes.
You heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But anyways, I think Kelly and Tamara are really going to have a knockdown drag out in Miami.
Ooh, scary.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Dang. Let's go. Get them boxing gloves on.
I think they're going to be popping tops and then some.
Can't wait.
I know. I'm so excited. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're going to go ahead and head out, but we will see you guys next week. Regina, go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you.
So, guys, I noticed some of you have not spelled my name right in the comments. So it's R-E-G-I-N-A, and I normally it's a capital G, but you'll still find me, R-E-G-I-N-A. Calls at Instagram or Twitter. Thanks so much.
You can find me on Instagram at Carla L. Contreras and Twitter at Carla_C.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or Twitter at Shanti_Christina.
My name is Amanda Terry, and you can find me on Instagram at makeup_Mandy with an I. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro,
and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.